Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to Your Next Episode, and this week Amy and I, we're just going to have a chat, aren't we, Amy?
Because we are. I mean, I know our listeners are used to curated, slick production. This week it's going to be a bit more loosey-goosey because we've had feedback. When I say feedback, my mum texted me and said, I like the bits where you and Louise just chat.
I've had that feedback as well, but that is actually from my friends in real life.
Okay.
But I think that probably, well, you know, I mean, fuck it, we haven't got a sponsor. We can do what we like, Amy.
You know
we
what?
Do this for our own fun, don't we?
We can, and we're just mixing it up a bit. It's not that we don't have guests because they are beating a path to our door.
They are.
We do have to just knock them off with a shitty stick sometimes. So we're just going to chat about stuff. Hope everybody's all right wherever they are. How are you, Louise?
I'm all right. Obviously the sun's come out. It came out last week and I sort of ignored it for a bit, but I've realised I need to, I've had to put some, well, last night I decided I should do some self-tanning.
We should have a
It's gone horribly wrong. It's gone horribly, horribly wrong. Because I've got this oil that you add to your own body cream, which I used last year to great effect. It worked really well. I liked it. It doesn't, well, last year, you know, like sometimes they can smell a bit funny.
Yeah.
It didn't. Anyway, so last night I had a shower and, you know, slapped this on all over my body, mixing it obviously with a non-scented moisturiser.
Okay.
And I was just sitting watching TV and I kept
getting... Is it developing?
Well, no, I kept getting this... I stank. It smelt funny. I think it goes off. Do you know if it goes off?
Oh, it's the same...
It's the one from last year.
It's not the same brand. It's the actual bottle from last year. Oh, Louise.
Do they have a shelf life?
Of course they do. Now, listen, I'm not like... I've got friends who put their cosmetics in the fridge and like they're a slave to the... you know, they've got... If you look on the back, there's a little thing. It either says 12 months, 18 months.
Yeah?
Yeah. So that's like a BB. That's like a best before date. That's
does
an expiry
it actually,
date.
It actually means something. I've never ever done that.
To your cost, young lady.
So last night...
Happened?
Well, I was just sitting there... And I kept getting a sort of a whiff. It wasn't like, but do you know what it smelled like? I kept thinking, what does that smell? So it smelled like, because first of all, I thought it was the oven giving off a funny smell and I was in the kitchen. But then it continued as I was upstairs, you know, sitting in the sitting room watching telly. It smelled like, I figured it out, like dust, basically.
Dust, yeah.
And dust. Do you ever get that? Like, you know when you put on the radiators in the winter for the first time since the summer?
Yeah.
And like there's old dust sitting on those radiators and it heats up and you get that smell. That's what I smelled like. I fucking stank.
So
it was disgusting.
That's your first... So the first sense to be is the sense of smell.
Yeah.
And then have we got streaking going
on? Oh, good God.
Is there...
Yes.
I mean, I can't tell. I'm looking at your fingers.
Let me see. No, because I scrub my hands really well. I'm always... Because I'm very slapdash about it. I know you're supposed to put gloves on. You're supposed to exfoliate. I don't do any of that. I'm like, right, I've got 5 minutes. I'll whack it on and just hope for the best.
That's a bit like my gran, who's 85.
I'm just trying to see if you can see. Can you see?
Oh, yes.
Can you? Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it does look like you've got a bad bruise there, actually. That's just, obviously, this is an audio format. So,
Anyway, so last night I was slightly concerned because I smelt so bad. But then I was thinking, should I go and shower it off? But then I was like, no, I've gone to all the trouble of putting it on. I'm sure the colour will be fine. And I'm, you know, a less lazy lady might have taken it off and, you know, started all over again. But I didn't. I just left it on just side just stinking. And then this morning I looked at my legs and I was just like, oh no, oh God. So I'm going to have to do a proper scrub and exfoliate, get all that off. And then obviously last night I quickly Googled like the best self-tanner or whatever. So I've ordered something online.
Okay. See, that's going to be fresh. It's going to be box fresh. You're not going to get that stink. And so would you rather have a slight streak or the... I mean, I'm so pasty.
Oh, God.
Because we've obviously all just been in hibernation for the winter.
But you
we?
Probably tan, don't you? You see, I... Like, white is a tan for me. I'm a blue sort of colour, generally. I am. I'm sort of bluey, purpley, mottled.
Transparent, like translucent.
So I never tan. I also hate sitting in the inside. I hate the summer. It's my least favourite season,
really?
Which always shocks people. It's it's the season I hate the most. I really dislike it.
So what's your sweet spot? The spring and the autumn?
Autumn's my favourite, okay. Followed by spring, followed by winter, followed by summer. Yeah.
Okay, so when it's like hot and everyone's sweating, you just, you want to be in the shade.
I can't bear it because I've got sort of mottly, and I'm, just having to get limbs out for me is problematic. I like to just wear boots and tights and layers and not like have to show my skin really. But
yeah, I mean, I think that it, now that we're taking the layers off, now I made the rookie error last week of going out with a summer dress on and realizing, gone too early.
God, that's way
my
too early.
My legs were freezing and I just got foolish. In a very bad mood. Mm. We went to the shoe shop to get the kids fitted for school shoes. And I don't know if anyone else is feeling this. I feel like I've forgotten how to just have conversations with people. You know, it's one thing seeing people. Obviously, we live in a town, right? Everyone kind of knows everyone. So it's like, hi, from across the road. Yeah. Hi, how are you? You all right? Yeah. Oh, it's nice, nice to be back out. But when you're, quite close with a woman who is sort of trying to fit your kid's feet, they're being little shits because my kids are just brats. And that she's asking me technical questions about insoles. I feel like a panic attack coming on. Ooh. I know that obviously I'm being glib. I know people do have serious sort of anxiety attacks and stuff. But I found myself going, I can't, I don't know what to say next. Oh. And I had to go and stand on the street and just have a minute.
In your dress, freezing.
In my dress, freezing. Oh. In the shaded bit of the shade, it's fucking freezing.
Yeah, God. Yeah.
And I just found myself, like, my husband is really, he's just, very sort of straight as a die. He doesn't really have mood swings.
No.
I'm the one who's all over the chip
just
shop.
The and he's same like, in what? My partnership.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's a steady Eddie, calm as anything.
Yes.
Not me.
So he's like, what's going on with you? And I've got my mask on, I've got my glasses on, and I'm shaking, I'm hungry, I'm cold, and I'm just sort of like, I want to go home.
Oh.
We just pressed eject and went home. Jeez. And I think I sort of put it on my stories, and I've had a lot of people going, like, I've not had quite the dramatic experience that you have, Amy, because I'm not the full drama queen that you are, and I kind of like got it together quick.
Yeah.
But I realised that that muscle of interacting, transactions, socialising, I've just not done it for
lots
a while.
Lots of people have said that. I haven't found that. I have to say, and I'm not nervous about being... this has all just felt... I've just found it a bit of an anticlimax because I went to Blue Water last week. And that was a bit of an anticlimax.
For people who are listening, you know, I had transatlantic listeners.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Blue Water is like a shopping mall. Yeah, we're global. We had a bloody review from Chicago.
Did.
Thank
we
you
did.
Very much.
We did. I found that a bit of anti... I haven't minded going out.
Was it busy there?
No, it wasn't.
Was it dead?
It was a bit, yeah. But yeah, the dress, that's ridiculous, Amy, because last week I also, like, on my... Instagram the grid, I'd put a thing about there were lots of things worrying me last week. I had a bit of a melt, midlife-y, and some of them were very serious, but one of them that was bothering me the most was that I've heard that skinny jeans aren't fashionable anymore, and that's my
go-to. Yeah, I did see that jeans crisis was trending. And that was all because of you. You've struck a chord because everyone's like, don't stress me out about
it. I know. But then at the weekend, I was like, okay, because I've got some nice crop flary jeans that I thought, oh, I'll wear those. But it was far too cold for any air. I couldn't have wind whipping up my... up my legs, you know.
Up your pasty legs. No,
no. And I hadn't done the self-tan by then either. So
if the skinny jean is out, well, what are we doing? Is it like a boyfriend jean?
I think...
It's not a flare. Don't tell me it's a fucking bootleg or a flare.
I think that might be edging its way back in. But I think... what is this one here? You see?
So that's like... So it's
these are fashionable, Amy.
No, it is. It is fashionable. You've got... I love the... It's sort of like a distressed, yeah, slightly.
And it's got the big turn
nice
up.
Nice big turn, yeah, up, but it very close fitting down the calf, yeah, and the thigh.
Yeah.
So that's not a boyfriend, because boyfriends are more like you've stolen your partner's jeans, right, so they're baggy.
Oh, they wouldn't be baggy on me, though.
Oh, watch a boyfriend turn. Your boyfriend jeans.
I need
a
much fatter
jean.
Boyfriend. I need a fat boyfriend. That's what I need. More than anything. There we go. That's something else to worry about now. Yeah. I can't wear. I don't know if I could wear a boyfriend. Anyway, I don't know what the answer is.
What do you do? Do you go online and order like 10 pairs of jeans? They all come and you try them on in your bedroom, have a cry, lie on the bed, try and do up the zips and then send it all back? Or how do
I would, but at the moment, I'm just on the brink of losing about 3 stone literally any minute. So I'm not buying anything for a couple of weeks.
You've planned that, so you can't really do anything before that happens.
That's happening. That's definitely happening. Mm. So I'm going to be like probably like 4 sizes smaller by, I don't know, end of May.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I'm not going to buy any clothes yet. I'll worry about that once I'm really, really slim.
Do you know, it's interesting, isn't it? It's that thing, like, you know, in lockdown, people have learnt languages, they've learnt how to cook, or they've got really, really fit. I've done none of those things. But I was like, oh God, I had a bit of a crisis. I don't know if people will resonate with this. I was just sort of like, I need to get fit. It's almost like there's a button, a big red button. It's got get fit on it. And it's like the emergency button. Around it are sort of like a series, a network of boxes, cages that are all locked with padlocks, yeah, and codes. And I have to take each one off individually hit the button, yeah, which is like, you know, panic stations. Let's go and buy some new trainers, yeah, not the ones that you've had for 15 years. let's do something about this. So in terms of where I am with I've taken away maybe 2 or 3 of those. These are metaphorical cages around that are stopping me
that
from
stop
getting
you
to the
from
button.
Getting fit.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
that analogy?
I see. Yeah, that does. It's a good one.
So the thing is, it's like they're psychological boxes as well, because it's sort of like, A, I can't be arsed, but B, I want to be able to do the buttons up on my jeans. I don't feel fat. And you know, if you looked at me, you'd be like, you're not fat.
You're not fat,
I feel, yeah, heavy. Oh, I feel sluggish.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath when I run up the stairs.
Yeah.
And now I don't know if, because Paul, I've seen him running around the streets.
Oh, he's a runner.
You know when women get pregnant and their husbands get really, really, really super fit and you can see the fucking seething resentment of the pregnant person. Yeah. So it's a bit like Dan is, my husband is doing, I think that as soon as lockdown happened, he was like, shit, I'm going to be so sedentary if I'm just sitting at, yeah, this desk at home. So he made a concerted effort. He was like, so he's on it.
Yeah.
And he's kind of got the bug. I'm just like, stick the bug up, yeah, your ass.
Absolutely.
I just can't be motivated. Also, I've got, I'm going to just get deep dive just for a second.
No, go on.
It's kind of linked in with my hardwiring of like, in order to be worthy, you have to be thin. And that is a real problem for me, because I'm kind of like, no, I've dismantled all of that bullshit from my childhood, from my, you know, late teens, yeah, early adulthood.
Have you though?
Well, no. Because I've come back to, I'm like, oh, I thought we dealt with these demons, Amy. Do you know what I mean?
No. I do. So, no, I'm
no, you don't know what I mean.
I do know.
Can you
imagine,
that's such a cul-de-sac of a conversation. No, I don't understand what you're talking about. Okay.
I meant, yes, I do know what you mean, but I was thinking at the same time, because and this is the thing that I really struggle with the whole, I don't struggle
like
with
beach body thing.
Well, also the body positivity as about being positive about your body, no matter what shape you are. Because, and I recognise that this is probably just something that's absolutely ingrained in me. I just don't think fat is attractive. It's just not. And also, I equate it with being unhealthy.
Controversial. Yeah,
precisely. And I'm saying that as
yeah,
a...
No, that's
that
really
is what
honest.
Is... It's... Even though I go to meet into myself, well, I know that somebody who is, you know...
Twice the size of you
twice
could
the size
run
of me, is way fitter, far, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I still think... But we know that being overweight is isn't good for you. So
we've
I can't
done, we've
quite
done,
jump in with the, oh, you can be any shape and size you like. I mean, obviously, it doesn't bother me that much because I am, you know... pretty overweight. But, you know, that sort of, oh, you can be any size and shape, when we know that obesity is like the biggest problem in the... But, yeah, I just, so, I go backwards and forwards
know,
with it.
I
and I know I should just be... And I do think, God, you know, my body's amazing. I've grown babies and birthed babies and, you know, done...
And it gets you from A to B.
It gets me from A to B and I've done all of it.
But that's no consolation when you're trying to get to put something over your over your body.
I just
want
to be able to wear
ago.
A maxi dress as well, and I can't because I look Paul. Don't I look massive in a maxi dress? Oh, well, he's not listening.
He knows better.
he doesn't.
He's busied himself.
He'll just say to me, "You look like you're wearing a massive tent, Louise. You look like a marquee in that."
That is very fashion at the moment.
Oh,
just big tent dresses.
But not if you are a big woman. Like, you can wear you've got to be rake thin, I think, to wear the long, big, flowy dresses. You can't have that and the bulk. I mean, of course, you can wear what you like.
Yeah,
I'm going back
course,
to...
Of course,
look,
of course.
God, I'm going to get slated, aren't I?
But it is... I know that I've just started looking, you know, on COS. Do you know COS? And just on those sort of... let's just see if there's any... I'm going to freshen up my summer wardrobe. And it is sort of like, where are the plus size models?
I know.
You know, we've talked about this, haven't we? We've done episodes.
Yeah.
You think they'd have done something about
it? Yes, you thought so.
We've covered it. but do you know what? I think it does just, like all these fucking things, it comes down to you personally.
Mm.
What motivates you to pull your trainers on, to get your heart rate up, to go and have a swim, go to the gym, like to do something? Mm. What is it? Does it make you feel good doing that? It doesn't make me feel good doing that. I hate every minute of it.
I don't like it, no. I like... So I've been back to going to yoga each day, and that is... And I just think for women in their 50s is so important because
just
it's...
that flexibility
it's that
and range
moving everything around.
Yeah.
And I really noticed, because literally from the... You know, the lockdown, I lose track of all the different... I don't know which number it was, but the one that happened, like...
The middle one, December. Right, okay, yeah.
Since then, I have done nothing. I haven't moved my body. I haven't moved my body until last week when the gym opened again.
Yeah.
And then I was like, right, I'm paying for this. I've got to go. So I do. But I'd noticed everything was sort of seizing up. Like I'm not really able to move.
Yeah.
So yeah, yoga is really important. I don't enjoy it.
Just to say that you like, you're like a namaste bullshit. I think I was speaking to my sister-in-law about this. She was like, I can't stand all the bloody meditation stuff. And I was like, you can do yoga but not call it yoga. I mean, you've got to remember, yoga has kind of been whitewashed, hasn't
it?
It's been colonised. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
White women has found yoga. And you know, when you think of a yoga teacher, you think of a sort of...
white middle-class lady from Tunbridge Wells.
And we all know them, we all love them, it's no shade, but it's just sort of like remembering that all that was about originally on a beach in India somewhere back in the 1600s, it was just stretching.
Yeah.
It was just stretching, that's all it was.
I can't do the, so when the lady at the end of the session, she, you know, we have to like put our hands together and she says, namaste, I sort of do that and I just...
Okay. You fake it.
I just go, and then I sort of go, like that. I make a sort of muttery sound with my fingers just slightly like
this. You might as well just cross your fingers and put them behind your back.
Yeah. So I go, like that. And then I immediately I'm like, head up and I go, thank you.
Just switch right back in.
And then I'm like, what do you want me to do with my match? And let's quickly move on from that very, very, very awkward moment, because it's like, it makes my toes curl, my butt clench, everything. I can't bear it. So
so that is somebody, like so if Louise can do yoga, if you're a bit sort of cynical about, like, you could,
you just have to mumble at the back and do, like that. If you don't want to say namaste, you know, I just can't. I can't. It's making me go red now thinking about it.
So the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the funeral.
Oh, right. Go on then, because I didn't watch all of the funeral.
Okay.
I put it on out of interest, but I mean, this sounds disrespectful, but I didn't even manage to get, like, you know, the best bits. I've just not caught up with it. So I've missed all the bits that people are talking about because I switched it on and they were already in the chapel. But go on.
Well, you know, it's funny, isn't it? Like, I love that little caveat. I'm not being disrespectful. It's like, we're like, oh, naughty children, we're not allowed to talk about
them. Because somebody has died.
I know.
That's the thing.
Yes.
So I was thinking I mustn't be, but I have got, like, obviously a few issues, but go on.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think it's probably safe to say that our demographic, and this might be really judgmental, are probably, not necessarily pro-monarchy, but... Did we need the sort of 5 hour
No.
coverage?
I was just really surprised by all of the stuff, like that was all that was on. I can't remember when he died. Was it last Monday?
It was last Monday, and I think there was a lot of complaints about the day.
Yeah.
So we'd had our fill of it. Do you think there's an element of It is sort of like sentimental and nostalgia, isn't it? Like, we want to hang on to that
I think
thing.
There's also that sort of unquestioning. Because people I know who were, you know, like, I was out with someone on Friday and she said, I said, what are you doing tomorrow? And she said, I've got the day off. Obviously, and I'll be watching the funeral. And just without... And I just thought, why? You know, I think there was a real sort of... It was just... That's what you do, you know.
But that is, I guess, like, obviously Diana's funeral was a bit different. That was kind of like a media event, wasn't it? It's funny, isn't it? I was sat there with my husband. We were just watching the highlights. The highlights.
You know, that's what I call a funeral.
Funeral of the day. Like, match of the day with, like, pundits and stuff. My mum, if she is listening to this, she'll be like... I think... that shot of Queenie on her own in the pew, which will go around the world, and I think that in the ping pong match between Markle and the palace, it's like, bing, you know, like, palace score, you know, like, whoever has come up with that. So you've got to remember that it's micromanaged, everything, and I just think it, you know, my husband says to me, oh God, Amy, you're so cynical to think that.
Yeah, and I was like, why was she sat all on her own?
Well, it was all about 30 people at a funeral, and they had to be seen to be doing that because so many people have died, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's funny.
But why couldn't her family have sort of bubbled with her, like, in the two, not the 2 weeks, I suppose there wasn't time, I don't know.
No, but obviously her lady, she would have a PA or a secretary or somebody who, but I think it obviously just... the optics of it, of her being on her own there, is sort of like, you know, it's a powerful image of strength. And I just thought, oh God, like, even in this moment, like, she is being used like a pawn of, you know. And apparently Prince Philip had made tweaks to his will even in the last few weeks of his life. I don't know if you've heard that. So in terms of what he wanted, and apparently, you know, I don't know if he would have said, like, make sure she's sat in her own because that'll look good. You know, and obviously, you know, it is... I saw somebody put on Twitter... I remember, like, it was somebody who'd said, at my granddad's funeral, it was awful. My nan was in bits and we couldn't go over and comfort her. And I just had these images of, like obviously the Queen wasn't going to be sat there going, oh, God. Like, obviously she wasn't going to do that. So it just reminds us how that British stiff upper lip and, you know. I don't know. I guess there is that sentimental attachment, nostalgic attachment to when, you know, marathon Snickers were called marathon bars and Starbursts were opal fruits and everything was okay and you know, the Jubilee.
Yeah,
and I don't know, looking through the lens of today, It just feels, I don't
it
know.
It feels, I can't, it just felt really out of kilter to me. Just, you know, the whole, the enormous.
Like a morbid fascination of watching someone else's funeral. Yeah. I know that obviously it is Prince Philip's funeral, but even that sort of like, by your birthright.
But also, do you know what else? So sort of, you know, you just said just now that he was making tweaks to his plans for his funeral in the last few weeks. I read somewhere that, you know, he had this all planned meticulously and he wanted it all done a certain way. And he had been designing, it's been 16 years designing that Land Rover to carry him. And I'm like, you know, like that is self-indulgence to the extreme, isn't it? You know, I don't... people
it's been a passion project. His death has been his passion project for the last sort of 16 years. Growing the plants in a certain way. And, you know.
And then, so there were a couple of things. So that was like people saying it as if it was a really good thing. I was like, that just sounds like self-indulgence.
Well, the
like
Sunday Times...
Nothing better to do with your time.
Well, they don't.
No.
Someone is wiping their arses and, you know, like...
On Saturday morning before the funeral, when the news was on, of course, all they were doing was talking to...
Well, it's a warm-up.
People.
Yeah. Leader.
The warm-up, yeah.
Cheerleaders and Beyonce did a little bit at halftime.
And they had some bloke who was something in the military, had obviously been been involved with Prince Philip quite a bit. And he was like a massive fan of Prince Philip, you could tell. And he was, you know, he was like, oh, yes, fantastic, fantastic man. You know, and he was like almost, you know, like sort of deep throating the Union Jack while he was saying this, because he was so in love with the royal family. But anyway, and he was talking about Prince Philip and saying, you know, he was an absolute stickler for, you know, he wanted this done a certain way, and he was an absolute stickler for everything being done properly. And you know, and then he said, and he was really, really funny because you know, often it was really funny because he would you know, whenever an event or an occasion or whatever, he said he would always be looking to find what we'd done wrong or hadn't quite got right. And I was just like well, that's
a narcissist.
That's not a cute.
That sounds like a
funny
nightmare boss to work for.
He just sounds. That's just nasty and bullying, and like that's not a cute, funny character trait. Yeah. You know, it was so funny because he
took my pants down and whipped my bare ass, and I really deserved it. And you know, oh god. I mean, again,
we don't have to apologise, Amy.
No,
we waited till after the funeral.
Yeah.
We've gone past the 8 days of, you know, the collective mourning that we were.
And also,
doing.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because no anecdote, it seems, can be told about him without running into some sort of problematic area.
Yeah.
Like the Sunday Times. Have you seen that?
Yes.
We quite like the slitty eye comments. It's like, fucking hell. Like this, no. These are the people at those barbecues that you're going to see, where you're those people who are like, are we allies now? Are we calling out the misogynist, ableist, racist, you know, like problematic stuff? We're not laughing at that anymore. No. And you know, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, I've seen a lot of, you know, I've diversified my feed massively in terms of social media over the last few years to see this from, like, you know, those people whose ancestors, the whole, you know, empire was built upon, but still they have this tie to that, and that nostalgic tie. And you see the younger generations going, like, I mean, not that I'm like, we're young and hip, aren't
we,
Louise?
We are.
But it is just sort of like, at least question those. You don't just, you know, just, we're just literally being breastfed this stuff all of our lives, and now you're questioning it. And you know, it's the same again. Like, not getting too deep on stuff, but the whole police thing, you know, and just institutions, and you know, you're just blindly led to believe that. It's the same experience for everyone, and it isn't.
No.
Hello, this is comedian Rich Wilson, host of Insane in the Membrane. I have a spin-off podcast talking to amazing women, like Desiree Birch.
A guy gave me his car. He was just like, no, you take it, because he was super drunk. He's like, I don't even need it, take it, I don't even care, whatever. I'm gonna see you tomorrow anyway, we're gonna get married. Gave me his fucking car. Looking at this fool in the rearview mirror like, did he just give me his car?
Fantastic. Sophie Willard.
If you've got like producers who are talking about diversity and going, we need to get a this, you know, and treating people in that tokenistic way, then you'll only ever get tokenism. You know, you've got someone from Eton going, I need to find a black man from Brixton. You know, I mean, it's just crazy, isn't it?
The wonderful Jess Foster-Cue.
No. I have an uncle who said, oh, God, we've already got one of those in the family. His brother's gay. His disowned brother's gay. Yeah, it's madness.
So that's Insane in the Fembrain, available everywhere.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Have you been brave enough to book any holidays?
Yeah, oh God, we booked it. Like, we are...
Are you not just rolling? Is your money just not in a cycle of
booked
being
it in
refunded?
January.
Booked, refunded, deposit, refunded.
I'm on a fourth attempt at a holiday that is now booked. So my friend's 50th was last year.
Okay.
And we've booked on three occasions. Like, we had the weekend away planned last April.
Then again.
So, and now we're on the fourth booking, which we have now got for April 2022. So she's going to be 52 by the time.
Just make it a 60th.
Yes. So, but also we've got a holiday, but we booked a holiday in January, but we can cancel the whole thing, and I just don't know whether we will or not. I don't know. Well, look, we're going with two other families, so.
So you'll be fully vaccinated.
Yeah, but we've got kids that won't be.
Right.
And what worries me is that they will have to take a test 2 days before. And if one of those comes back positive, you've lost the whole holiday. Yeah. I'd rather not take that risk and not have that stress and just go, let's just bump it forward to next year.
Right.
I think. What about you? Have you got a holiday?
So it's interesting, isn't it? So we've had a conversation about this app that's come out called Clubhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know if anybody will have heard of this.
I keep seeing you popping up on it. And this morning you popped up and I tried to dive in quickly, but you'd gone by the time I got there.
Yeah. So just to fill everyone in, I mean, this is an app that has been going in the States for about a year. It's almost like, imagine Instagram, but like, they've not figured it out yet. So they've not quite figured it out how it's working. So it's an app that is purely audio.
Yeah.
Think podcast, think a telephone call. There's no video function on it. There's no messaging function on it. There's no posting function on it.
No.
You just go into what they're calling rooms, which are just different conversations. You can either be as an audience, so you're not able to speak, or you're brought up onto what they call the stage, which is just the bit of the room where you then have the function to unmute and speak. So it's great for networking. It's great for networking is such a wanky phrase. Look at me just trotting it off. I've been on there for comedy purposes because there are some absolute beauties of like these I'm a manifester. So what I do is I get people to take their business to the next level by manifesting.
I've seen those
on
there. Yeah.
So there's a lot of that. There's a lot of join our session now for Bitcoin. We can get your Bitcoin to double what it should be. I mean, I don't even know what fucking Bitcoin is, but I'm going into these rooms as an audience and literally just absorbing all this material because it is sort of like, it's quite funny. But anyway, I went into this room and you can see the title of the discussion and then obviously that would detect whether you do it or not. And it was, I'm on like an actors group on there. You can obviously curate it for whatever your interests are. But it was like, if you need a vaccination passport to work on a set, like, what does this mean for the future of acting? Like, would you do that? So I went into this room and I think, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, you've got your anti-vaxxers, you've got your sort of, you know, the freedom, you know, freedom march of people who just like, this is a complete hoax. Right, the spectrum of, you know, you're being injected with a 5G chip for Bill Gates, right through to COVID isn't real. It was all a hoax. And obviously, like, I think they're pretty extremes, right? But there was obviously a woman on there who was, she was sort of, why would you have something pumped into your arm that you're just being told to do it? It was becoming like a sort of, you know, like a Hunger Games thing where you either you're vaccinated and you've got a passport so you can do stuff, or you don't want the vaccination so you don't have a passport so you can't do stuff. And it's sort of like, so she, obviously she's there in the sort of conspiracy theory arena, I would
say. Has she got any evidence to back that up?
I mean, probably, you know, well, Brian on Twitter. That's her sort of, she's just, obviously that, I mean, it wasn't a particular sort of popular opinion. There was a few people on there that have chronic conditions, so they can't get the vaccination, so they can't get a passport, and they're kind of fucked, they've sort of fallen through the net, like, but it was quite interesting because obviously I have not been vaccinated. I'm 43.
Why not? Because you're too young.
I'm any minute now. But she was like, Amy, are you going to get the vaccination? She was calling the people in the room who'd had the vaccination asleep sheep, sheep that were asleep. And I was kind of like, well, do you know what? I want to go to Barbados. It's not, I don't really have a moral, I just want to go on holiday. Yeah. And my whole family are going to be going on holiday. And my husband will be like, see ya. Yeah. You know, he like, so it's not like a moral thing. It is just a sort of like, well, if that's what we have to do. And obviously we've spoken to people on this podcast about
We're research. Informed, Amy. You've made an informed choice,
informed decision. Yeah. But obviously there are those people. But anyway, when I went and checked, and I'm saying this now, I might have to ask you to edit this out. Well, I don't give a fuck, whatever. I checked, so in this app, you don't have a chance to put pictures on. You've just got your avatar.
Got their little,
you've got a link. You've got a link to your thing. So when I've gone into the link, the amount of Botox and fillers and silicone and facelifts, like you don't mind a needle. You don't mind having shit pumped into you. Like the lips and the cheeks and the bum implants. Yeah. And I'm just like,
she is just a thick shit. That's what she is.
Like, what are you scared of? Like, is the vaccine going to melt the work that you've had done? Like, what the fuck? Like, you would have a scalpel taken to your fucking face. I don't know why I'm whispering.
No, you don't have to whisper. we haven't named her. There'll be hundreds of people like that.
I'm sure, yeah.
And but also, when people... could I completely respect people's choice not to have the vaccine if they've got a reason for that, not if it's just like, oh well you don't know what's in it, do you? Well, find out, get a bit informed, do some reading. Don't just decide you're not going to have it because, like, just because you see, like you say, somebody on Twitter said it's not a good idea.
It is that thing. It's like, I won't be told what to do.
No,
I won't be and I thought, God, is it, how do you get groceries? Like, how do you must just have to have everything sort of, you know, like, I was saying that, will we look back in 5 years and this is like an episode of Black Mirror where the first scene is like just slow, but, you know, eventually there will be communities where nobody is vaccinated because that's, you know, and she brought up the example of Texas. In the States.
Oh, right.
Now, they it's quite an interesting thing because they have not, they've no masks, no social distancing, the cases have not risen there. So I don't know what that is, and they're not vaccinating there. So it's interesting, isn't it? You've got, I guess, if you want, get yourself to Texas if you're not subscribing to this.
And I don't claim to know all the answers, but I feel that I've made an informed choice. I've read up, and I, you know, I obviously I couldn't answer questions on it. I'm happy with the choice that I've made, and I don't.
Do you know what, just Louise? Follow, you I know. Just took so many E's and speed and acid.
What, the weekend?
And coke. No, like in the 1990s, I'm kind of like, pump it know, in, baby.
I do so many other things, I think, to my body on a regular basis that are so bad for it, I'm sure.
Like cheese?
Like, you know, yeah.
Soft French cheese.
You know, that I just, yeah, no.
Grappa.
But also, you know, yeah, I think it's having, I don't, as I say, I don't have an issue with people thinking differently, but not if they're just going, yeah, well we don't know anything about it, and you know, we do, so read up about it.
Yeah,
stop being a moron. Anyway,
have you eliminated half of your friendship group there?
No, most of my friends have all had the vaccine and all I don't think I've got any anti-vaccine friends at all, actually.
It is worrying that your kids, though. Mm. I mean, obviously, they are in their 20s. Like, when are they looking at? Like, September, October?
Well, but they actually are the ones that have said they're not sure about having it.
Right.
And I have made that point to them. Like, that's fine. But what's feeding that? Where are you getting your information from? And it came up that got to read into it a bit before because they know it's not coming for a while.
Yeah.
So they're like,
the 80-year-old to start growing growing a third leg or something. As we always say, we're not experts on any subject at all. We're not, but we just
talk the talk quite well, I think.
Obviously, if people are listening and thinking, the majority of our listenership have probably already had the vaccine, haven't they?
Yeah, probably. Yes, they probably have. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. So, so there we go. We've got some guests coming up.
Yes.
But you know, this week, we chose not to, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And do you know what? Message. It's not like we're difficult to find.
No. Jesus. Let's plug our Instagrams. Come on.
Yeah.
Amy. So because we both want the swipe up. Please, for fuck's sake, follow us on Instagram. Like, even if you like follow us and then mute us, like you can do that if you want. I just want the 10,000 so they'll get the swipe up facility.
Do you know what? It is all she wants.
It's all I want, and then my life will be complete.
I mean, if you've not joined Instagram yet, maybe today's the day.
Yeah, if you haven't joined Instagram yet, you are a Luddite. You need to join it, and you need to. Shall I go first, Amy?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay. I couldn't even remember what my name was. At Louise Daniels Official. So, you know, it's like a real rock star version I put on there tonight.
Yeah. No, it's not the.
No, it's not the. At Louise Daniels Official.
So I'm Amy Cooper Forms. Now, what I've done there is I've taken the last three letters of my surname, which is not even my fucking surname. It's my husband's surname. I'm married into it. So how antiquated is that? Anyway, that's the first three letters of Performs, which is what I do. Like a little one trick pony I am. Amy Cooper Performs. We'll put all the links
anyway. It's not Amy Cooper Performs.
It's Amy Cooper Forms.
Look, I'm going to put the links in the show
notes.
This
is why I've
got... Go to the fucking show notes. Look it up. There's a link that you can actually just click straight there. You haven't even got to look around for us. Just click on it. You'll go straight to us.
The reason that I was mentioning that is so that that's a good way to get in touch with us. We're very responsive. If there's something you want us to talk about, if you've got any issues with anything that we've said, get in touch. I mean, at this point, we even don't mind being trolled.
No, okay,
that's
I don't
kind
mind.
Of like, that's
really
where we are.
Mind.
Any attention at all? That's what. But no, if you've got anything that you would like us to talk about, we may do this sort of sporadically.
Yeah.
Again, the guests are beating a door, beating a path to our door, or any suggestions of who you'd like us to speak to, and we'll think about it. We're not just going to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
no, we're in charge. It's our podcast.
We're quite selective. Yeah. Have a great week. Lovely to chat to you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Lovely to chat to you. Bye.
A podcast from producer Paul.co.uk.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.